Psachim Yerushalmi corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Samach Dalad. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin and Medalas at the Mishnah. HaPesach Nishchal B'Sholosh Kitois Shneemal V'Shochto Yisoy Kol Kal Adas Yisol Kahal Ve'Ida V'Yisol Nishchata. The Pesach offering is slaughtered in three groups, as the Pasuk says in Shemais Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav, and Kol Kahal Adas, all of the assembly of the congregation of Israel shall slaughter it. These three words necessitate three groups. Nichnasa kasa rishena, v'nismas hazara, narud al seisa hazara. The first group entered and filled the hazara, which is the temple courtyard, and the doors were closed. Taku rari v'taku, they sounded tekiah, trua, tekiah on the trumpets. Akrihanim oimdim shuri shuris v'idehem, v'vichei chesev v'vichei zav, shura shekol shekuli kesev kesev, shura shekoli zav, zav v'lei hayu mu'avim. The Kohanim stood in rows, and in their hands were ladles of silver and gold in which to receive the blood of the Korban. One row held only silver vessels, and one row held only gold. The ladles did not have flat bases in order to prevent the Kohanim from putting down the blood and allowing it to congeal. The Gemara says, Rav Yaakov Acha b'shem Rav Yasa, Nitin koyach v'koyle shal Moshe v'ayu koyle mahalich v'chol haaretz Mitzrayim mahalich aboyim yom. Rav Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Rav Yasa, said that Hashem strengthened the voice of Moshe and it traveled throughout Egypt a distance of a 40-day walk. The Pesach was also brought in three groups in Mitzrayim, despite Bnei Yisrael dwelling throughout the land. Moshe's voice was amplified in order to give the command for this to take place. Omar haya oimem imokam ploini ad mokam ploini kas achas imokam ploini ad mokam ploini kas achas. What did he say? He said that from this place to that place will be one group, and from that place to a third place will be one group. V'loy tatame omar im avak she'en da'okoi lahalich ad ma v'haya la'avak v'chol eretz Mitzrayim kol she'da'okoi lahalich le'kol shekin. You shouldn't be surprised about this miracle that happened to Moshe's voice, if about dust that does not travel far when thrown. The Pasuk says in Shemais Tes, Pasuk Tes, and the dust shall be throughout the land of Egypt. A voice that does travel should certainly be able to travel throughout the land. Rabbi Levi, Kashem she nitten koyach v'koyle shel Moshe, kach nitten koyach v'koyle shel Paroi. V'haya koyle mahalach v'chol haaretz Mitzrayim, mahalach aboyim yoyim. V'ma haya oime, kumu su mitech ami, l'sha'ava hayithem avdi Paroi, mekam leilech atem avdi Hashem. V'oif ha'shah hayu oimim, Haluka halu avdei Hashem v'loi avdei Paroi. Rav Levi says, just as Moshe's voice was strengthened, so the voice of Paroi was strengthened. His voice also travelled throughout Egypt a distance of 40-day walk. What was he saying? And that's in Shemais Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Lamed Aleph, arise and go out from amongst my people. In the past you were slaves of Paroi, from this point onwards you are the slaves of Hashem. At that time, Bnei Yisrael said, that's the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Haluka, the slaves of Hashem shall praise. But they are not slaves of Paroi. Tani Tomid Yeshloi Nesachim Tekim Nesachim Pesach She'en Nesachim Tekim Shritasei. The Bible says, for the Tomid that includes wine libations, they sounded the trumpets during the libations. For the Pesach does not include wine libations, they sound the trumpets during the slaughtering. Talama Rabzeir Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha Rabbi Avina Havin Yisivin Alma Rabbi Avina Mipnei Haramayim. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, and Ravina were once sitting together. Ravina explained that the reason that the Mishnah says that one row was entirely silver vessels and one was entirely gold was to prevent one of the Kohanim from stealing a gold vessel and replacing it with a silver one. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, b'chol pameich. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha responded, are you saying that with all of your mouth? Do you really believe that? Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Amalei b'palgus pameich, asa Rabbi Yomir b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'pnei Ramayim. And Rabbi Zeira responded to Rabbi Yaakov, ask Ravina about half of his mouth, but do not rebuke him, because of Yochan also explained the Mishnah this way. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Shachat Yisrael v'kibel ha-koyen nosen l'chaveroi v'chavei l'chaveroi v'kabel es ha-molei emachsif ha-reikam koyen ha-koyev etzal ha-mizbeyach zol koyev zika achas k'neged ha-yisoid. A Yisrael would slaughter it and a koyen would receive the blood. He passed it to another and another to another. Each would receive a full vessel and give back an empty one. The coin was close to the Mizbeach, threw it once on the side above the Yisod. The Gemara says, Kosev Echad Omer, Ach B'chor Shor, Oy B'chor Kesev, Oy B'chor Ez, Loi Tipad Ekoid Hashem, Ve'et Damam Tizok Al HaMizbeach, Kosev Echad Omer, Ve'dam Zorchecha Yishpach Al HaMizbeach Hashem Elokecha. Mshvicha la mavika, v'mvika la mashvicha. The Gemara asks, one pasuk says in Bamidbar Yudches pasuk Yudzayin, however, one cannot redeem the firstborn of an ox, a sheep, or a goat. They are kodesh, and their blood must be thrown on the altar. Another pasuk says in Dvarim Yudbeis pasuk Chavzayin, and the blood of your sacrifice shall be spilled on the altar of Hashem your God. If one must throw, why does the pasuk mention spilling? And if one must spill, why does the pasuk mention throwing? Tani ishafech lo yatif, ishafech lo yaveh, ishafech lo yizrik. Bekabbalah kehanim zoken es adam midei halavim. And the answer from a brisa, spilled teaches that it should not drip out slowly. Spilled teaches that it should not be sprinkled. Spilled teaches that it should not be thrown. In Ksuvim and Divrei Yomim, Beis Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tav Zayin, it says that the Kohanim accepted the blood from the hands of the Levim and threw it from a vessel rather than with their hands. Hakol Moedim B'Shvicha De'Achein Ra'Zay De'Achein Amar Mafligim B'Zvika V'Imana Om Mazvika Ke'Ein Shvicha V'Chananya Om Mazvika Ke'Ein Hazaya. All agree that spilling, which is Shvicha, is valid, and the sprinkling, which is Hazaya, is invalid. They disagree about throwing, which is Zvika. Rav Mana said that throwing is like spilling, and Rav Chananya said that throwing is like sprinkling. Amar Rav Yochanan bar Maraya, Kriya Mesayeh le Rav Chananya, ki mi nida la yizak alav tomei iye legeime, ha daya le kayim gabo hazayas vaad tzavach la zvika. And we have a support from Rav Chananya by Rav Yochanan bar Maraya. The pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Perek Yutes pasuk Yud Gimel, as purification water was not thrown upon him, he will be tamei. This procedure is only done through sprinkling, and the pasuk refers to it as throwing. We come to the next Mishnah, Yadzis Kasa Roshona, V'nechasa Shnia, Yadzis Shnia, V'nechasa Shlishis. The first group exited, and the second group entered, and then later the second group exited, and the third group entered. K'maaseh Roshona, kach maaseh Shnia, u'Shlishis. The service was performed for the second and third groups in the same way as the first group. Ko is a halil, imgomu shonu imshonu shilshu afapishu lashilshu mimehim. They recited halil. If they completed it before the service was complete, they repeated halil. If they completed a second reading, they recited it a third time. Although it never occurred, they needed to recite it a third time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mi'amer shel kas shlishis lehigia la'ahavti ki yishma Hashem efkoili b'pnei she'ama mu'atim. Rabbi Yehuda says that the third group never reached a section of ahavti ki yishma Hashem efkoili, as there were so few in number. The Gemara says, Taman Taninan, Yatsu v'ochlu v'shosu v'bo ben abayim v'ko halo v'hagadoyla. The Gemara teaches that the Mishnah in Tainus says that there was a public fast due to a drought, and the rain began to fall before noon. It says that they exited and ate and drank, and in the afternoon they came to the Beis HaKnesses to recite halo v'hagadoyla. Eze yalo gadoyla, what is halo v'hagadoyla? V'paunach v'shem v'chanina, hoidu l'elokei ha'elokim. V'paunach, quoting Rav Chanina, answered, it's Tehillim, Perek Kuf Lamed Vav, Pasuk Beis, Hoidu L'Elokei Ha'Elokim. Am Rav Yechanan Ovad, Misha Oimdim B'Veis Hashem. Rav Yechanan said, however, they must begin with She'Oimdim B'Veis Hashem, as it's the preceding chapter in Tehillim. Lama B'Elein Tartin Parshasa, why say these two chapters? V'Zeiru Rav Yavo B'Shem Rav Yishmur B'Nachman B'Pnei She'Yuridus HaGashomim Klula B'Hen. And Rav Zeira, Rav Yavor, quoting Rav Shmuel ben Nachman, answered, as they include a reference to the rain falling. At that Rav Yochanan Nicha, Dechsev, Mal Nesiyim Mikzah Aretz, according to Rav Yochanan, it's fine, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Hei, Pasuk Zayin, he raises up clouds from the edges of the earth. Akuri Chanina, Ma, but according to Rav Chanina, what is the reference? Begin Dechsev, Noisim Lechel Chobasa, Kilanim Chasta, the answer is because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, he gives bread to all flesh, as his kindness is eternal. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Simon, Trehoin, Amrin, Hadar, Didan. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Simon both said the halal gadoyle refers to the halal that we say on Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, and Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amma Hadar, Didan, Bakapar, Amma Hadar, Didan. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Bakapar both said that it refers to our halal. Bakapar, Kadate, Dutaninan, the Taninan miyamer shel kas ashlishis lehigia lahavti ki yishma Hashem efkoili tachnunai mipnei she'ama mu'atim tani v'akapara zuhi halal hagadoyla. V'akapara follows the opinion, as our Mishnah teaches, that the third group never reached the section of lahavti ki yishma Hashem efkoili, as they were so few in number, and v'akapara taught that this is halal hagadoyla. Chad ba'avaya ava koimi tivusa amalein Anyin basai madana ama hada ama leith hada bidan. And the Gemara objects, Chad ba Aviyah came forward to be the Shliach Tziva on a fast day when the rain had fallen. He asked the congregation to respond with the same word that he would recite. And this proves that Halal Gadola cannot be a Halal, as they would not need to be prompted by the Shliach Tziva in order to know the correct words. Amr mana hada didan, nasa hava rav began kain, amaloin anyin basai madana ama. And Rav Manna answered that no, it does in fact refer to a Hallel. However, as it was such a great miracle, he wanted the entire congregation to respond in unison. Tani hi haisa nikris kol hadz kol salim. The Bais says the third group was referred to as the lazy group, as they were the last to bring the Pesach offering. Amrav avun ma im davash mitzasa lekein hi haisa nikris kasat salim b'pnei shiur mitzasa b'mitzvah alachas kam v'chama. Rabban says if the service was supposed to be performed this way in three groups and nonetheless the last group was called lazy, certainly one should not refrain from performing a mitzvah because of laziness.